Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello, family. Welcome once again to the Winning Everyday Podcast, where we inspire your heart, strengthen your faith, and set you on the path to win in life every single day. I'm so glad you're here today. I believe God has something special for you, something that will guide your steps and give you peace, no matter where you are in life right now. Today's devotional is titled, God's Guidance When You're Lost, Finding Direction in His Word. Our Bible text is taken from Psalm 119 verse 105, which says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Some years ago, I came across a touching story in Reader's Digest about a man named Harold who got lost while hiking in the mountains of Colorado. Harold was an experienced hiker, but one afternoon, the trail he thought was familiar suddenly split into several smaller paths. He took the wrong one without realizing it. Hours passed, daylight faded, and he found himself disoriented, tired, and anxious. Then, just when it felt hopeless, he remembered the small compass his daughter had slipped into his backpack as a just-in-case gift. With the compass, Harold found his bearings, reconnected with the main trail, and eventually made it back to safety. Later, he said, "That compass didn't change the terrain, but it gave me the direction I needed to make it home." Friends, life can be like that. Sometimes we think we know the way, and suddenly we find ourselves lost. Confused about decisions, unsure about the future, or even uncertain about God's plan for our lives. Let me ask you, have you ever felt lost in life? Lost in your career decisions, in your relationships, or maybe even in your spiritual walk? Here's the encouragement. You're not alone, and God has not left you without a compass. His word is that compass. Just like Harold's little compass gave him direction in the wilderness, the Bible is God's divine tool for guiding us through life's uncertainties. Psalm 32 verse 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Sometimes, our lost moments aren't because God has stopped speaking, but because the noise around us has gotten louder than his voice. That's why we need to intentionally quiet our hearts and open his word. Let me ask you again. What's the first thing you reach for when you're unsure? Your phone, your friends, or your Bible? Here's the encouragement. People may have opinions, but God has the perfect answer. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6 reminds us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. And here's something to remember. God's word doesn't always give us the full map. It often just gives us the next step. But that's enough, because if you take one faithful step at a time, you'll eventually reach the destination he planned for you. So, think about this. Where in your life do you feel lost right now? What area desperately needs God's direction? Today, take 10 minutes to open your Bible and read a passage that speaks to your current situation. Write down one verse that stands out and meditate on it throughout the day. That's your compass moment. As you go today, I want you to say this with me. Today, I walk in the light of God's word. I am not lost, I am led. My steps are ordered, my path is clear, and my heart is at peace. God's wisdom is guiding me right now, and I will arrive safely at his perfect plan for my life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our guide and shepherd. Thank you for the light of your word that shows us where to go. Lord, for everyone listening today who feels lost or uncertain, I ask that you give them clarity, peace, and divine direction. Order their steps, calm their hearts, and lead them into your best for their lives. We commit this day into your hands. Go before us, walk with us, and surround us with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, family, that's the message for today. Remember, even when you feel lost, God's word is the sure compass that will always bring you home. If today's devotional blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs a little direction right now. Go win your day, go shine your light, and keep walking in his guidance.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
What breaks our connection with God? You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.